Good evening, I'm John Yang. It hadn't happened in more than four decades. Someone who'd been president of the United States shot in an assassination attempt. Former President Donald Trump's wounds aren't life-threatening, but last evening's shooting in Butler, Pennsylvania, could take an already divisive presidential campaign into even more volatile waters.
It began as a routine scene, a swing state campaign rally on a hot summer day. But as former President Donald Trump launched into his stump speech, everything changed in an instant.
Take a look at what happened.
Trump dropped straight down, sworn by Secret Service agents. When agents knew that snipers had shot the gunman, they raised Trump to his feet, the right side of his face bloodied. They hustled him to the safety of an armored SUV. This morning, in the Pittsburgh suburb of Bethel Park, about 50 miles south of the rally site, police and reporters descended, all trying to learn what they could about the man investigators identified as the suspected shooter, 20-year-old Thomas Matthew Crooks. He was a registered Republican and in 2021 contributed $15 to a liberal voter turnout group. The FBI is taking the lead in the investigation.
Again, we're still working through the security apparatus that the Secret Service had in place, what potentially happened. That there's going to be a long investigation into exactly what took place and how the individual was able to get access to the location, what type of weapon he had.
Officials said the shooter was on a nearby rooftop beyond the area the Secret Service controlled. The shots killed a man attending the rally and critically wounded two others. Witnesses described the chaos.
All of a sudden, it sounds like firecrackers going off. But then I heard the shots, and then all of a sudden somebody hollers, "Get down on the ground," and everybody's going down on the ground as low as they can get.
It was very clear that someone had been much more seriously injured than the president, and there was visible blood everywhere.
One person said he'd seen the would-be assassin and pointed him out to authorities.
We could clearly see him with a rifle, absolutely. We're pointing at him. The police are down there running around on the ground. We're like, "Hey, man, there's guy on the roof with a rifle." And the police were like, "Huh, what?" You know, like they didn't know what was going on.
At the White House today, President Biden called for Americans to come together.
There's no place in America for this kind of violence, or any violence for that matter. An assassination attempt is contrary to everything we stand for as a nation, everything.
A similar call came from House Speaker Mike Johnson on NBC's Today.
We've got to turn the rhetoric down. You have political opposition and political opponents, but we're all Americans, and we have to treat one another with dignity and respect. We can have heated political discourse and debates, but it shouldn't be personal, and we shouldn't be targeting people.
The Trump campaign said the former president is fine. And yesterday, as Secret Service agents moved him off stage, his mood was clear. A clenched fist and the words, "Fight, fight."